Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Heyman.
Feels like an Arby's night.
MLB Network Insider. WFAN New York. Larry David Enthusiast. At John Heyman on Twitter.
Pretty good.
John Heyman.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. It's always a delight to talk to our guy, John Heyman. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, John.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are all fired up because the friends and family plan is going to work, and we're going to get...
Francis, I like it. That's good.
What do you think? Is that?
It's pretty good, and they're up 2-1, right? Didn't the Phillies hire Bobby Dickerson as mentor? Right.
Yeah,
well, but you got family here.
Exactly.
So,
wait till they hire a relative.
I think it can't hurt, right? I am hearing they're in his ear, so whatever that's worth. Some people don't love their brother-in-law, but they seem to get along. So, you know what? I kind of scoffed at it when they did it, but you know what? I'm feeling a little optimism, a little cautious optimism from the White Sox camp on this. So, you know, I think part of that is that the Yankees, it's clear the Yankees are being cautious and not really going crazy. They can always outbid if they want to, and that's not going to happen. And the money usually determines it. So, you know, I think the White Sox have a legit chance, you know, as of a while ago. You know, they're really in this.
How much is the Phillies' interest or maybe ability to land Bryce Harper related to the White Sox ability to get Machado? Are they connected? Are they unrelated? Because I know the meeting tomorrow is in Las Vegas, or it's been reported that they're meeting with Harper tomorrow in Vegas.
Yes.
Is that something that will affect the White Sox's pursuit of Machado?
No, I mean, it won't affect the White Sox pursuit. You know, all these things are interconnected because both these teams are looking at both of these players. Now, looking at the tea leaves, I think the Phillies are more willing to go either way on this. In fact, there are some people who think that they're favoring Harper, although they did just hire the mentor of Machado. They haven't signed Harper's brother, who does play baseball, so that would be a hint for some team if they want to sign Brian Harper, who's a pitcher. But I think the Phillies are willing to consider both guys. So, you know, I'm not sure how to read this in terms of what's, you know, if this means that there's a less chance for the Phillies to sign Machado, that they're just as interested in Harper. You know, the White Sox, I think, are more focused on Machado. I mean, I don't think you have to, you know, be a great tea leaf reader to figure that out. They've got his brother-in-law and his friend, you know, so it's pretty clear Machado is their top choice. So I feel, you know, the White Sox have a good chance here.
I think it was Bob Nightingale who reported that they had only offered a 7-year contract, and I think Bob came back and reported it was for $200 million or around $200 million. That doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah, I think that's an opening offer. I thought it was around $200 million, and I don't know, I got kind of suggested not to write that, but I do think that probably it was in the ballpark of the original offer. But that's not going to be enough because the Yankees aren't even bidding, and I think the Yankees are willing to go higher than that. And you know, the agent is looking at north of Stanton, so more 325 or more. But it doesn't hurt to ask. Doesn't mean he's getting it. He's going to hope to get as close as possible. And the Yankees, as of yesterday, hadn't even made an official offer yet because they don't even want to. You know, they want basically Manny to come to them. They feel like, you know, they got an upper hand. They feel like they've got the more desired spot, at least in Manny's case. So they haven't even made an offer. But the White Sox seem more enthusiastic. And, you know, while there are people who told me the White Sox can't bid 270, 280, that's not – they don't have it. I think they can, and I won't be surprised if they do. And I think if the bigger bidder is most likely to win. So if they're in the 270, 280, close to 300 range, I think they have a really good chance to get him. Obviously, the Phillies, we don't know exactly what they're bidding. My understanding is the Phillies are not going to pay 300, and I don't think they're going to necessarily come that close to 300 for Machado, at least. And the Yankees will not. The Yankees will be at the 240 tops, I think.
The report was that the Sox would also give him 3-year out, right? A chance to leave.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. That's a little bit tricky with the White Sox because, they're probably not winning in the first year, right? And second year is a little dicey. What's the value of a three? I mean, if you go to the White Sox, you're buying into the plan of them being really good, and, you know, they have some really talented players, but, we're going to see a little bit of Jimenez this year, but, Luis Robert is a little bit of ways. You know, it's going to be a few years. I mean, I have to tell you guys that. So I don't know what the value of a 3-year opt out with the White Sox is. I mean, you're going to come to a team that you suspect is not going to be a winning team for probably 2 out of those 3 years, and then think that opt out is worth it. You know, you're committing yourself to a losing time. I think every team has to put an opt out in, but the value of it, I think, is limited for the White Sox. I mean, you come to the White Sox, you're coming to stay, I would think. I would hope.
Phil Rogers said the other day on television here locally, John, that a source told him or gave him the indication that Jerry Reinsdorf was actually optimistic about the ability to land Machado. We also heard a report saying that it would be, this was yesterday, within 48 hours that we might get some clarity about his destination. Are both those things compatible with what you're hearing? Do you think we're going to have to wait this one out a little bit longer?
Yeah, I've heard they're cautiously optimistic. They'll admit to that, and I sense that they are optimistic. The timing is very unpredictable. You don't know. I mean, they're going to probably have to go back to the Yankees and the Phillies. The Phillies are occupied on Saturday with Harper. I guess if that goes spectacularly and they get Harper, they can wave off potentially Machado. But they have not ruled out signing both guys. They're the one team that has not ruled out signing both. So, I'd be surprised if it was today. We have arbitration today. Tomorrow there's the Phillies meeting in Las Vegas with Harper. It doesn't feel like we're a day away or 2 days away, but the fact that they're willing to admit they're cautiously optimistic means, I think, you know, we're within a week for sure of something happening one way or the other.
It's interesting because a texter, you know, we talked a little bit about the Cubs and the eligible, the arbitration eligible players and the deals you make. And, you know, of course, they made Chris Bryant, over $10 million a year to reward him and try to keep him happy and all the rest of it. And I guess MLB Trade Rumors projected him to make over $12 million this year in their arbitration offer. And we have a texter checking in saying, wait a minute, he didn't have a great year. Shouldn't the number go down, or why should they keep paying him? Which I think is a little short-sighted, but how are these arbitration – how do we decide this sort of thing? How do you –
Yeah, well, it's based on the year, but it's also based on the status of the player, whether it's first year, second year, or third year arbitration, or in some cases fourth year. Arenado is now a fourth-year arb, so he's likely to set the all-time record. It's very much based on the precedent and the year that the player's in. So a second-year arb player like Bryant gets more than a first-year arb player. And, I mean, you know, he certainly didn't have the year you'd expect. Injuries curtailed it. He still has above-average stats, so he gets a raise. I don't know that MLB Trade Rumors really has a crystal ball on these things.
Yeah.
I've seen them miss by quite a bit. I actually got myself in trouble last year writing that. They weren't too happy about that. But so I wouldn't necessarily go by them, but I would agree that he does get a raise off of last year because it's based on the year that you're in more just as much as the performance.
John, when you look at the Cubs and you see the Cardinals getting Paul Goldschmidt and you see the Brewers trading for Grandal and a rumor with Madison Bumgarner, they're in talks with the Giants, perhaps that's maybe just a rumor, but boy, there's a lot of activity in that division and the Cubs are being pretty dormant. And Theo Epstein was on this station last week talking to Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel talking about how the budget constraints are real and that they are betting on themselves and the improvement with the core players. What do you think of all that? And is Is this budget reality something that is limiting the Cubs from being as active as they want to be?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a reality, as you said. I'm sure that's the budget they were handed. That's up to ownership what the budget is, what the payroll is. I mean, looking from the outside, I don't have their revenue figures in front of me, but they make a lot of money. You know, I think they can afford to go for more. Obviously, they've been very successful on the field. They've done a great job. You know, it's hard to be too critical of them. The ownership, I think, by and large, is very good. You know, they've been steadfast about not going over the luxury tax threshold, as have a few other teams. And, you know, I think that's just an excuse. It's silly. I mean, it's the pennies for these teams like the Cubs or the Red Sox or the, you know, the Red Sox and the Yankees have gone over it, the Yankees habitually. You know, that is the budget. So I don't blame their baseball ops people. But to me, ownership should do more. I mean, they are not a perfect team. They're a really good team. That said, I still think they're better than the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals made a great move, obviously, with Goldschmidt. Everybody thinks that. Milwaukee, to me, I wouldn't sign Grandal. I mean, I've seen the playoffs the last 2 years. I don't care what he does in the regular season. I thought that was a bad deal. $18 million for 1 year. You're giving up a draft choice, even if it's your third pick. I wouldn't do it. So I don't think they've done themselves anything. They still will get an infielder, though, and perhaps a pitcher, whereas the Cubs look like they're really not doing much. I think, you know, they might have been in on something big if they were able to trade some money, but, you know, that's easier said than done. Nobody's really taking bad contracts these days.
And, John, you know, it's interesting is, you know, when you talk about the Cubs, I know the report yesterday, I think it was Ken Rosenthal tweeted something else just saying that they think they could have a shot at Harper, but they can't get the money to do it, so they're obviously not in that. Everybody in Chicago seems to believe that they are in it. It's like Cub fans, and I know it's just optimism, but they seem to believe that, oh, this is going to work out. They'll come up with the money.
With Harper, yeah.
Because you know they've done it before. Yeah.
I was asked on MLB Network, and I was I wouldn't say I was caught completely off guard, but they asked me, you know, between these two teams that are kind of lurking, the Dodgers and the Cubs, who do you think has the better chance? And I speculated maybe the Cubs do, because I had kind of heard at that point that the Dodgers were not going to be in. I mean, it was just timing of it. And I knew the Cubs needed to trade some contracts to do it, but I thought, well, you know, maybe they could do it. I don't know, because I know they're interested. So I said that, and that took on a life of its own.
Yeah, that got a little attention here, John.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I had one in a two choice. I could have said, well, I think the Dodgers have a 0.1% chance and the Cubs have a 0.2% chance. So, you know, but I was given an either or, so I had to pick one of them. I mean, yeah. I guess I could have gone off the board and said, I'm really not thinking either of these teams, and that probably was the better answer.
But no one believes them. You know, they keep saying, we don't have the budget, we're not going to do it, and no one believes them.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I've been lied to a few times by different teams. I'm not saying the Cubs have, but and teams change their minds, too, right. And Harper seems like somebody who they'd want, and but I don't think so. I'll be surprised. I really will. I think Harper is going to be the Nats, the Phillies, or some real wild mystery team we haven't heard from. But I think it's most likely going to be the Nats or the Phillies. I don't think, even though the White Sox toured with Harper, it's pretty clear they're looking at Machado now. Maybe as a fallback, they look at him, but they're not going to win the fallback bidding for a guy who's their second choice. I'm not seeing that. Because Washington's going to bid, and Phillies are going to be over $300 million, I think.
But what about signing Manny and then turning around trading for Chris Bryant, so then you could lure Harper here with the friends and family?
It's a real White Sox fan. That's a real fan. Very good.
It's a delirious
Very
person.
Very good. You know, I mean, they could do more. I mean, you get Machado. What about you get Pollock? Their outfield isn't spectacular, as you guys may know. So, you know, there are other players that are still out there that are pretty darn good players. So maybe they will do more, but not both superstars. You know, the Phillies have the money. They have a $2.6 billion TV deal and a very low payroll, and they think they're on the verge. So, you know, they might do it, but not the White Sox. One or the other, but Machado is the focus.
All right. Great,
John.
Thanks a ton.
Good talking to you guys.
See you, buddy. Gotta love John Heyman. He's
world
class.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.